Lee, another big championship, another stack full of medals around your neck. It never gets boring, but this must feel more special in some ways.
As I said earlier on, every gold medal is special. I'm being mowed down by the Germans. We might have beat them in the arena, but I'm being mowed down by a wheelchair at the moment. It is special because it's the first time that our discipline has been part of the World Equestrian Games. Every single medal that I gain, I work really, really hard for. And today, as an individual, I was sweating until the end of the competition. The quality of horses here and riders now is phenomenal, so it's certainly not something you take for granted. And it's been very special. It's not over yet. I get a day off tomorrow and then I do my freestyle on Saturday. I am really going to try and do my best there. It's my favourite class. But we work hard. We've got a great team behind us. It looks a very individualised sport, but believe you me, there's a huge team behind us here. It's a huge team at home, and I'm just grateful to everybody.
But a lot has been made of the fact that you are now part of the World Equestrian Games.
Yes.
Do you see that as a... How do you perceive that? I mean, presumably, the way I get the sense of it, it's a major boost, and you're now mainstream in many ways.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we've had a smaller arena here, and we haven't quite had the audiences that we're used to, really, at other competitions. But I think that's just education of organisers and really trying to promote our sport as well, alongside the other sports. We do still feel a little bit like with the new boys on the block, so everything's, as I say, a little bit smaller to a certain degree. But that's just education, that's time. We appreciate being here, and we have felt part of the games, truly. But I personally hope it gets better in 4 years' time.
Well, and that's the thing, because presumably for everyone it is a learning curve, because yeah, suddenly you're being sort of put into the mainstream, and everyone's sort of got to work out how the logistics works. Because while you all ride, there are still horses, but the sort of entourage is it less simple than that?
To be honest, I think it's more simple than that, because our sport isn't just about equestrian sport. It is about top level sport, but we go to countries where you don't see disabled people on the streets, and disabled people aren't accepted. Even in America, unfortunately, then maybe not as accepted as much as, say, Great Britain. I'm trying not to do the comparison, but it's our sport. There's so many other factors than a horse jumping a jump, or a horse being driven, or a horse being jumped on up and down on with a vaulting. It does have the humanity factor, and some countries, some organisers will be a little bit intimidated by that, but they've just got to see us as top athletes, and they, to me, just give us the opportunity to show our skills in front of as many people as possible. So, like, if I had access to the organiser, I would have said, let the winners of each class maybe go and do their freestyle in the main arena, so we can inspire a few more tens of thousands of people, as opposed to the hundreds or the few thousands that we've had in our arena. So our sport is it's the same. It's elite equestrian sport, but it does have other factors.
And for you, if you could come away with another gold round your neck, come the freestyle here at these Alltech Games, that would cap a great year for you. But then obviously you've got 2012 lurking in the back of the mind. Is that your ultimate goal, to crack it there?
Yeah. I go into the arena, whether it's a local show at home or whether it's the World Championships, the World Equestrian Games, I go into the arena and I do my best every time. I never go in the arena to ride for second. I don't care what competition it is. Yet, to be honest, my focus is London, because if I can repeat my previous successes, it will be 12 at 12, 12 gold medals at London 2012. The media quite like that little phrase. Every single athlete, certainly in Great Britain, the focus is London 2012. But it's still, this was the biggie. The Kentucky was the one to get out of the way, do our best. We've brought some younger riders, some less experienced riders, just to test them to see how they are. I'm classed as one of the old ones now, unfortunately. But yeah, London is I have no life goals after London. I don't know if I'm going to retire. I don't know if I'm going to carry on the level I'm doing, or even maybe try a different grade after London. But London is my life goal.